The whole thing is a lot more ominous than I allow myself to think when I'm when my thoughts go in that direction. So it's it's a very, very difficult thing to face, especially when I think of my little granddaughter and all the rest of us. It doesn't look in any way optimistic. There's no way that you can find to say they have done good, they have helped, they have done all of these good things that we would like to, what that we used to hear from the so-called contactees and so on. There's no sign of that, and that's one of the most depressing things. I've said many times that during World War II, UFOs were very present, and I have a number of abductions from the 30s and even a couple from the 20s. But if they were flying around and doing their stuff, they didn't bother to save, one Jewish child from Auschwitz.
Do you foresee, and I don't know how much detail you want to get into, but do you see a time when there's some dramatic revelation that there is a landing, that they appear suddenly in the sky over major cities, or would your guess be that they continue to sort of pluck out individuals at will and do with us what they will, like cattle going to a slaughterhouse,
there's much talk about quote unquote the word disclosure, which is one of my more hated words right now, as if it's all going to be very clear and the government's going to announce and they're going to land and it'll all be going into the sunset hand in hand or something. There are people, believe it or not, teaching courses in how to deal with the aliens when they arrive. If you can imagine collecting money for a course like that. But the point is as far as I'm concerned, what I think is going to happen is more and more people, it really is happening, more and more people are becoming aware of the whole phenomenon in its many branches. And whether they're abductees themselves or no abductees, or that it's an issue of a sighting that's just beyond belief to them and so forth, whatever. More and more people are accepting the reality of this. So it's going to come from the ground up, from the people up, until perhaps the government decides that things are getting out of control and they've got to make some sort of statement. Although I don't know what that statement would be.
Yeah, I mean, what do we do about it?
The point. What can they do? And this is, the cards are all in the hands of the UFO occupants. I keep hoping that maybe we discover something like that scene in The Wizard of Oz when a bucket of water makes the witch melt, something as simple as that. You toss a bucket of water on an alien and it melts away. We've discovered that we have some sort of defense, but I don't see that happening. And, we're so much under their control when they want us to be under their control that it's a foregone conclusion that this is not some sort of competition we're going to win.